Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees, you guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk with Miss V. That's right, it's Miss V the Toy Lady, your girl, and I can tell you it's going to be a good show tonight. I'm here with my co-host, Greg out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing tonight?
It's been a long 2 weeks.
It actually has been.
But it's been a lot to talk about. For one, I guess we'll talk about the Super Bowl. I did not watch. I watched the Super Bowl, but when I watched the Super Bowl, I didn't have a dog in the race. That's the best way to put it. So I really didn't care. Who won or who didn't win? I take that back. I wanted the NFC to win, you know. I'm not a 49er fan. I'm not a Kansas City fan. But it would have been nice to see Guap win, okay? You know, it really would have been nice. I think that would have been a step in the face to the Patriots that they needed.
Right.
That's what I think. But aside from that, you know, I wasn't impressed with the halftime show. I know people are going to say, oh, really? I really wasn't. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't what I expected. You know, I think that it could have been better. But overall, it was all right. Call me biased.
Yep.
I still think that Prince did the best halftime show in Super Bowl history, you know. I even would go back for Justin Timberlake and Janet, okay?
Yes.
I just wasn't impressed. You know, I know I'm sure Shakira's hips don't lie. I mean, hell, I want her body. But I wasn't impressed. There was nothing that made me... You know what? I liked Lady Gaga when she did it. You know, there was nothing that made me say, wow.
Yes.
And I think that's what it is. You know, I didn't need to, you know, where people are talking about these different things, skin and all that. I don't care about that. I wanted, as they say, the wow factor. You know, I wanted to see that wow.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that there was no wow. And some people might say, oh, well, I need this, but there was no wow. So since there was no wow, I wasn't impressed. I mean, I think the best Super Bowl commercial that I saw was, what's the rapper, the one about the Old Town Roll or whatever that was. I like that. That was the Doritos commercial. I like that one.
Yes, yes.
With the dancing horse.
With Sam Elliott. And at the very end, Billy Ray Cyrus, I think, isn't that the same one?
Yeah, because the... horse was dancing.
Yes, yes. And the other Elliot's horse looks over and goes, nope, not going to do it.
Yep, I ain't doing that. You can't get
And the dancing mustache, yeah, that was the best commercial. And the way they opened the Super Bowl with that commercial, and then the kids running out delivering the football. Now that was very good too. But I don't consider that a commercial.
That wasn't a commercial. That was the opening act. But you know what?
Correct.
The time frame that it took for them to film that, they interviewed that little boy on the Today Show. And the time that it took them to film that, he had to travel all over the country to do that. So that was sweet as hell.
Yep.
And I did not know that he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated Kids. So wasn't just some random child. He's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated Kids.
Wow. But, yeah, that was a good opening to the Super Bowl. Most commercials sucked except for that one. Another one was, that might be all right. But, yeah, nothing better than that one. Halftime show I thought was, not bad. I thought Lady Gaga did it better, but look where she dropped in. Compete Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, period.
Just Timberlake.
So.
You know, well, nobody can beat Prince because Prince did it in the rain.
No. And Prince has one of the best performances. Period, because like you said, he did that in the rain. And it's like, I don't care. I'm still going live. And he did
one
awesome job.
But I can tell you, but I wasn't, like I said, it was all right. I mean, let's keep it real. I wanted the 49ers to win only because they were the NFC and it would have been nice for Guap. But aside from that, it was just You know, as they say, it wasn't anything to make me say, damn, I want to re-watch the Super Bowl. And I actually recorded it. You know, for me to highlight was the food that I made. Let's keep it real, you know, so. But let's talk about the XFL. The XFL started this weekend. So far, I'm impressed.
I do like how some of that is.
I'm impressed.
When I finally got off work.
Now let's hope they don't flop by week 10, you know, because last year they had the American Football League and they didn't make it their whole season. So let's hope that the XFL at least makes it through their entire season. I'm not wishing anything bad, but I like what I see so far. You know, I actually watched the game and was like, damn, you know, this is holding my attention. So,
yes.
You know, let's keep it going. But I did something that I have not done in a long time. We all know that I went and saw the Quick Lane Bowl because my alma mater, Eastern Michigan, was in it. Well, they gave us tickets to a home game. It was called a fan appreciation. It was like their appreciation for us attending the Quick Lane Bowl. I need to call my alma mater because even though it's been a while since I've been in school, when I registered for my tickets, I just noticed it today. I was looking. I was getting ready to throw out some stuff. I was like, are these the tickets to the game last week? They got my old address, so I need to talk to the school and tell them they need to change my address because that is no longer my address. But we ended up going to the Eastern Michigan basketball game last week, and Eastern Michigan, like most universities, they don't serve alcohol. But this one, it was called Beer Fest, so they were selling beer and wine. So I literally, you know, had beer and wine during that. The game actually was good, Eastern won. And I was like, wow. I was like, I'm going to have to start coming up here more often. I was like, you know, it was hardly anybody there. It was a Saturday. And my daughter was like, why isn't nobody here? I was like, listen, I was like, college students don't go to Saturday basketball games. I was like, they go to Tuesday night games. I was like, that's when it's jumping. I was like, it's going to be off the chain. And she's like, are you serious, Mom? I was like, you went to college, you should know. I was like, a weekend game, especially for a state school, you know, the kids are going home for the weekend. And those who are on campus are probably sitting up in the library trying to get their studying on. You know, you got a handful that's on campus and the rest of them trying to study. So you really don't have everybody on campus on the weekend. So the game was good. It was, they actually should have just said, listen, all alumni come, because I want to say 2/3 of the people that was there, which it was not a lot, was alumni. And I felt like the oldest alumni there. I was like, dog. I was like, I'm looking at these folks with their children. I'm like, damn, have I been out of college that long? Yet and still, you know, I'm there with my grown child also. But I'm talking about little kids, and they were doing T-shirt. They were doing everything to keep the crowd hype. They were throwing T-shirts up into the stands. They were giving away free pizza. I was like, wow. I was like, this is good to know. And the pizza was made fresh on site, so they did tell us that the guy was asking, because last time I went to a basketball game, it was at their old stadium. So I was like, listen, what side is the home side? What side is visitor side? He's like, you can sit anywhere up in here. I was like, he's like, the beer right there. I see y'all got y'all beers. You can sit anywhere up in here, and ain't nobody going to say no. I was like, okay, cool. So, and he told us that the pizza was made on site, and it was fresh. So, I was like, okay, I can handle this. Not that I want to go have pizza all the time, but I was like, I can handle, you know, going to the game. So we did that, and I was like, I'm glad they won, because I didn't want to see them lose another damn game. So, went and saw the game, had fun at the game. I just had a really, I've had a really boring week, 2 weeks. I ain't gonna lie. I think that aside from, let's talk about people in the weather. If you see somebody trying to make a left-hand turn up into a driveway, and your ass is driving like a bat out of hell towards them, and then you get mad because they don't turn, do you think you would get your ass beat if you hit their car? This is a dear white people. Dear white people. Odds are, I know your bitch ass ain't got insurance on your car. So if you see me trying to turn into a driveway, don't get brave and flip me off, because I won't turn, or when I finally do turn, you get mad about it. Get insurance on your shit and call me another bitch and get hurt. Period. You know, I'm only a bitch in certain situations that I accepted, and you better be glad that my ass had to turn up in there and that I know how quick the police come, because I probably would have followed you and yanked your ass out the window of your car. Because I know you ain't have no insurance. I mean, this bitch was driving a car probably the same year as mine. But where I live at, and I want y'all to understand this, just to tell you how I know where I live. I live in Michigan. 85% of the residents, no, I'll take that back, 65% of the residents in the state of Michigan who drive cars don't have insurance on them. 65%, because they can't afford it. But they'll be driving a nice-ass car. You can see somebody in a Jaguar, BMW, Range Rover, Lexus. Them motherfuckers get insurance enough to get off the goddamn dealer lot, and then they let that shit expire, even though they could lose their car for not having insurance because they're making payments on it. They don't give a shit. They drive that shit anyway. And then when that shit gets totaled, you know what they say? Or when they get into an accident, and you be like, damn, that's a nice car. Why you ain't got that shit fixed? You be like, oh, yeah, because your bitch ass didn't have insurance. I have made sacrifices to make sure I have car insurance, okay? I have foregone nails getting done, hair getting done. We have the highest auto insurance in the country. That will change as of July, but until then, don't get your ass beat, because your car's still going to be raggedy. I don't have any scratches on my car other than where people, you know, little things from people opening their car door. But I don't have anything that has not been repaired on my car. And my car gets washed every other day. Yes, for you guys who want to know why my car gets washed every other day, it gets washed every other day because I pay $30 a month so I can run it through a car wash. That is what I do.
Yep.
So when my car even looks like it's dirty, I run that bitch right on through the car wash. And it has been well worth it. I live in a state where it's worth it to pay that. If I lived in a warmer climate or like in Oklahoma, I probably would not pay it. I would probably be rinsing it down in my front yard or something. But because I live where doing the water hose when it's 28 degrees outside ain't really always the wisest thing to be trying to be doing. I run this bad boy through the car wash.
Yeah. I mean, we have a car wash down here is the same way. You pay a monthly membership, and they'll wash it unlimited every month. And, you know, we had snow here Wednesday that somewhat shut down town last week, and we got more snow coming in, I think, on Thursday. So, yeah, it's with all the road grime, especially up north, you know, salt, sand, all that. Oh, yeah. Your vehicles get dirty, especially SUVs.
Sometimes I wash it every day. Well,
yep.
I'm going to bring in Randy. I see he holding. Hope I hit that right. Uh-oh. I think we got, oh, there we go. I was going to say Long Sock acting up. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Okay. I'm just relaxing at home. Yes, relaxing. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Mr. Randy?
I'm doing okay. I just saw a movie yesterday for the first time in a long time today. Finally.
What'd you go see?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Quentin Tarantino's movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little over 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, well, it was up for Academy Awards at the Oscars tonight, so it's up for some awards. For Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and all that other stuff.
Yep. And I can actually tell you, watching the Oscars now, Brad Pitt did win Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, so they won one so
did?
Far. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this is his first one, I think.
I believe it is.
Yeah. It was a pretty good movie set in Hollywood in 1969. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it very much, even though it is a little over, excuse me, 2.5 hours long. Thanks. 2.5 hours long. Kind of long for me. If I want a movie to watch a movie that long, I might as well see the Ten Commandments. Remember that movie? That's about 3 hours long.
Yeah, that was long.
I have that on VHS.
Yeah, it's about close to four. Well, it's 4 hours with commercials.
Yeah.
4 hours and change with commercials.
Laura Dern just won Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, Laura Dern?
Yep.
Oh, I think that's the first one for her, too.
So, yes, I am a little, you know, multitasking tonight.
You're doing better than me because I can't multitask tonight. I have... a lot going on. It's not snowed here again. And I just been looking like, okay, is it going to snow? Is it going to rain? Is it going to do what?
Hmm.
Right.
Wait, maybe the parts of your area snowing or parts of your area? Well, not your area, parts of your state.
We're getting it all.
Oh, you getting it all?
It was snowing a few minutes ago. We're getting it all.
Damn, y'all getting snow and we ain't getting jack. All we got is rain. All we got is rain in our area. We haven't got snow yet. No snow, no ice, no hail, sleet, nothing.
We're getting it all.
Yeah, I watched the Weather Channel. I was seeing your state. They say, "Yeah, I hope Miss V's okay down there." What is it doing right now in your area? Snowing, raining, sleeting?
Snow.
Snow. I just hope you don't get a blizzard.
If we do. It is what it is.
Shoot, last time we got a blizzard in Baltimore was 4 years ago. Matter of fact, this month, 4 years ago.
Wow.
How about in your area, Greg? You get blizzards?
No. It's been a while. We got snow last Wednesday, and
mm-hmm.
that was about 5 inches.
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, 5 inches, that's a lot for down here. And people can't drive on that shit. Trust me. That's why I stayed home. Wednesday, Thursday, we're supposed to have more snow coming in. But they haven't said really how much or anything else.
You know, they don't know anything. The weatherman don't know anything. The only person who's a true weatherman is the man upstairs.
That is true.
God is the true weatherman. Those weathermen on TV get paid to get it wrong. They can be wrong and still get paid for it.
Yeah.
They call themselves meteorologists, like they freaking know everything about the weather.
No, they're scientists. So.
Yep, they do what they can.
I know I couldn't do what they do. When I was in college, I had some friends who were meteorologists, and the stuff they have to study and know, oh, my God. That's just too much science for my brain.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, when I went out yesterday, I said, this is the first time I've been to the movies in almost 20 years. Why? I don't know. I just figured I need to get out because treat myself to a movie, deserve, and hopefully that movie is good. Because one thing I hate is going to a movie thinking it's going to be good, and turn out sucky, and you wasted all your money. Wasted all your money because the movie sucked. Probably said, damn. I wasted my hard-earned money on a movie that sucks. I'm not enjoying it, not laughing at it. And sure, it's boring. Paid about 11 or 12 bucks on a boring-ass movie.
Well, Well, you know what? I think it just depends. Like, well, I go to the movies probably more than most people. So I didn't go. I was going to go this week because I wanted to go see Harley Quinn, but I didn't make it. There's a few movies I want to go see. I want to go see that movie, The Photograph. So it's a few different things, you know.
Oh, that movie comes out Valentine's Day. Perfect movie for Valentine's.
I might be at the All-Star game, though, so I am not making plans for that weekend. So we may or may not have a show next week. And I won't know until, like, probably the last minute if we're going.
That would be okay. But, I've got NASCAR. Daytona!
Like I said, I will find out probably at the last minute. So that's what is up. And then there's a few things we got going on. As of right now, there will be no show March 1st. Because I will probably be at the combine.
Yeah.
So if I'm on my way back from the combine, we will I'm not going to say definitely will not have a show, but it's pretty close. That we probably won't have a show. It just depends on what time I get back and how I'm feeling. But like I said, this week has been a boring week for me. You would think 2 weeks off I would have a lot. It's been boring. I think because the Super Bowl drained it out of me, and I really can't judge the XFL. Because this is their first week. I mean, like I said, I like what I saw so far. I'm really kind of switching over to watch college basketball so I can prepare for the Final Four and Sweet 16 and March Madness.
Right.
So. You know, so those are the things that I'm preparing for.
The NCAA selection show with the championship and the Final Four, Sweet 16, and all that stuff.
March Madness. So, March Madness is all I'm really preparing for. Well, I'm preparing for the combine because I know that we go to Indianapolis, then it's going to be a lot. So my week has been boring. This is why I'm glad we only do an hour show now, because Lord knows that if I'm bored and we got 30 minutes left, can you see me trying to fill in 2 damn hours? But there will be some changes in September. Because hopefully everything that I've been going through will be over and we will get back to normal me. So since I am still not on normal me, there will be, I can tell you guys some things that will be happening. Probably when we go on our, probably when the summer hiatus kicks in. That's, I think, our last show is in June. In July and August. And I want everybody to really stay tuned for it. July and August, you will probably be my hope is to see me on Facebook, is that I will be on Facebook Live. It will be not a asking questions show. It will be Facebook Live of me actually having products up. And these will be products that I have chosen, and I will be taking requests from people, and I will feature certain products. It'll be an hour that I go on Facebook Live. These products will probably be discounted, but there will be only a certain quantity. Like, it's not going to be, oh, well, you could do it all the time. These products will be selected ahead of time. They will actually be featured. I will show as much as I can on how to use these products. And this will get a chance for people to understand what the products are about, and I will take questions about products. I will only be on Facebook Live once a week. It will be on Saturdays, probably at 2 p.m. It will be for an hour, but that's not going to start until we go into the summer hiatus. Once that starts, depending on how that goes, that will be a regular thing, and that will be strictly for Bees After Dark for selling products. So, for all you folks out there listening who say, oh, I get to ask Ms. V questions about sex, no, there will not be no porn stars on this. This will not be a question and answer. This will be strictly about toys and you pulling out your ATM and your debit card and your MasterCard and your Visa and your PayPal account, and you ordering some shit and you paying some money. And, yes, that will be a segue into the show for people, but it will give people a chance to get the products. If you haven't been to the Bees After Dark website, make sure you guys go to it. It's thetoylady.com, BATOYLADY.com. Everything that's up there is available. So definitely make sure you guys go to the site. I know you guys hear my voice every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, I have not been pushing this site, but I'm telling you, I need your money. Let's keep it real. I ain't going to sit here and sugarcoat it and say, I need your money. I need you to buy some shit. I need you to go on there and buy some shit. You buy some shit, you start seeing a better website, okay? You want to see shit for Valentine's Day? We'll get shit up there for Valentine's Day, but y'all got to buy stuff. Because I spent, like, yesterday, like, looking at the site and doing different things and trying to make sure that it was okay. And I realized when I put my heart into that website takes my attention completely away. I was working on the website for about 5 hours yesterday, just trying to get some things done and making sure that, you know, certain aspects were working. And I didn't realize what time it was. I looked up. I was like, damn, what time is it? I'm thinking it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. It was like after midnight. I was like, oh, shit. So
damn.
I know that when, yeah, I was not paying attention. And, I mean, that was with me. And I didn't even make any major changes, but there was something on there that was, like, really bothering me, and I couldn't get it to disappear. So I spent, like, an hour and a half trying to get it done, and then my email system was acting up, and it wasn't doing what it was supposed to, so I had to make sure the email was working right. I mean, little these things that people don't realize. When you have a website, you just don't put that damn thing up, and it goes and does its job. You have to make sure the aspects of your website are working, where you can get emails, you can get these questions and the different things, and there's been some changes behind the scenes in the past year that nobody would notice, but I noticed. So it's like I'm checking emails. I'm like, why am I not getting this email? What's going on with this? What's going on with this? So little bitty things that people wouldn't, you know, don't understand is going on, is actually going on. So I spent yesterday basically losing my mind and working on the website and saying, what the hell is going on? Why can't I see this? Why can't I see that? You know, just making sure that if I can't see it, that means other people can't see it, and that's just the way I look at it. So I was like, oh, this shit is fucked. Now I got to deal with this. Now I got to deal with this. Now I got to deal with this. You know, just little different things. So it's one of those things where when I wanted to make sure everything was just the way it was supposed to be, that got that taken care of. Then I realized some other information wasn't out there. I was like, oh, shit, this is why I can't do this. Little bitty things. Just little bitty things. So as I put more energy back into it, you guys will be seeing more things, and you will hear me saying, go to the website, go to the website, go to the website, go to the website. Yes, you will hear me saying that. You know, and the biggest thing is that that's what I do when I put my heart into it. So since I anticipate normal me will be back, you know, I thought this would have been over by now, but what I'm going through will definitely be over by July. That is a guarantee that it will be over. So I will be able to be back me. On top of that, I won't say I'm on a weight loss journey. I'm on a healthier living journey. So you guys will get a chance to follow me on Facebook, and I will start talk about healthy living and things that I'm doing, you know. And part of having a good sex life is you got to be healthy. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm not going to sit here and say size matters. And when I say size matters, I'm talking about the size of your body. If you're fat, you're skinny, or whatever. But are you living healthy? Are you doing healthy things? Because I can tell you, I've just made these little changes. I have stopped myself from eating out as much. So I have conversations with myself. And yes, people, I have conversations with myself, because this is how you get things done, by having conversations with yourself. Instead of me going to McDonald's or Wendy's or Panera or Starbucks or whatever is around me, I said, okay, I have a deep freezer and I have a refrigerator. Is it going to kill me to cook something at home? Not only am I saving money, because when I'm cooking, what I cook lasts for a couple of days, and I know what's going into it. So far, I have lost 8 pounds. And when I say this is 8 pounds with no exercise at all. Can you imagine if I were able to work out and get on the treadmill and do everything else, how much weight I would have lost? But 8 pounds, just for me not, you know, going out and eat. I don't drink pops, so that's a big thing. I did do dry January, but I haven't been drinking a lot anyway, so dry January was very easy for me. And even though I did have a drink last week, I can tell you, coming off of dry January, I just knew that I was getting ready to get toasted. I was like, yeah, I'm getting ready to do this. I'm going to drink this. I think I drank 2 glasses of wine. I was like, oh, shit, I can't drink nothing else. And that's a good thing, because I don't have the craving for it. So I had alcohol in my house where, even though I had people at my home last week for Super Bowl, I think we went through one bottle of wine. That was probably it. And I can tell you that, I had a drink yesterday. I was going to have a drink today, but I didn't. And it's easy for me not to do it. I mean, I was like, oh, I'll have me a drink. That was about the extent of it. But I'm not eating out. I'm making the food at home. And I do Meatless Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that if I'm going to promote people having good sex, well, you got to be able to have fun with yourself also. And being healthy is a big part of it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, say, oh, I'm going to tell everybody to go work out and do this, do that. I'm not going to promote that. I'm going to promote healthy. Cutting out things. You know, if you eat out 4 days a week, cut it down to 3 days a week. I love McDonald's French fries. McDonald's French fries are my addiction. I haven't had a McDonald's French fry in almost 2 months. And I live 2 blocks from a McDonald's. But every time I think that I want a McDonald's French fry, I will not go and get it. Friday was the first day that I had fish from the fish place I go to. And I was like, this just don't taste right. Because I do seafood on Fridays. And I've been eating seafood at home, and I ate their seafood, and I was like, this shit just don't taste right. So it might be a while before I go back and order fish. Because it just didn't taste the way I wanted it to taste because I've been cooking at home. So there's a big difference when you're doing things at home and then you go get something out, you'd be like, this ain't tasting right. This ain't cool. I was actually mad as hell. I went and bought, after I bought the fish that I ate that I didn't particularly like, I turned around. And when I was like, fuck it, I gotta find a fish market. And where I live, for whatever reason. And I wanna, this is a complaint of mine. So for anybody live in Michigan, especially in the downriver area of Metro Detroit, let me tell y'all something. When your sign says you buy, we fry, you should have some fucking fish for me to point at that I wanna buy. I shouldn't have to have you already just, I don't wanna look up on the wall and see a fucking menu of fucking meals that I could buy. I want some fish that I can take home that's fresh. I want to look at that fish and say, okay, I want you to get that one. I want you to cut the damn head off and clean the damn bitch. What happened to the fucking fish market? I got to go to the motherfucking city to get fish. What? People, white folks, y'all don't eat fish? Yeah, I'm calling y'all out because, see, this shit bugs me. So I moved to a predominantly white community, and you motherfuckers gonna tell me y'all don't eat fish, which is a bold-faced lie, because you motherfuckers always got y'all hook hanging off some goddamn bridge. But all the fucking fish markets down here, I can't find a fresh motherfucking fish nowhere.
Damn.
I live off the goddamn river. And all you motherfuckers are, you buy, we fry. I don't want you by we fry. I want the motherfucking fish. I want you to cut the head off. I want you to scale that bitch. I want you to clean it and fillet it for me and then put it in the fucking wrapper and so I can bring it home and fry it myself. And y'all all got big signs up. We accept EBT cards. Bitch, I don't have a fucking food stamp card. That shit don't help me. How
no.
about you have a fish that don't have the goddamn eyes sunken in? See, I know what fresh fish look like. And what's up with the damn grocery stores? That you see, you could go to the grocery store and you had a choice of fish. I went to the grocery store. I wanted some tilapia. I done went to two grocery stores. Nobody has any fucking tilapia. All they got is fucking catfish, bottom feeder. And was it cod or flounder? Flounder. Oh, and naturally, everybody got salmon. There's only so much salmon that I can eat, okay? I want fresh motherfucking fish. Somebody open up a real fucking fish market with some real goddamn fish, I will fucking be your patron. I don't want to have to drive to goddamn Detroit. Do you know in Detroit I can find a fish market? Fish markets are like crack houses. They are all over the city of Detroit, okay? And they actually have fish that you can buy and take home with you. Not the fucking shit that's fried. I mean, they have fucking damn freezer, the displays. I shouldn't have to drive to motherfucking Detroit to find fresh fish. And I don't want to hear nothing about white folks don't eat fish because y'all a motherfucking lie because y'all fish in the Rouge River. Y'all fish every damn where. And too many of y'all got motherfucking boats for me not to have a fucking fish market near me.
Oh, I love fish.
Everybody loves fish. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love fish?
Lake, river, ocean. Oh, yeah, I love it.
So y'all can relate. I mean, everybody don't know how to cook shit. Just because you say you buy, we fry? I mean, how about I buy, I fry?
Yeah.
I won't I buy, I fry. But no, y'all gotta have this shit where a bitch can't find it. But that's all right. I did give you some perch. There is a meat market, fresh meat market, not that frozen shit. Fresh meat where they like be they don't slaughter the cows there, but they do have some fresh fish, but not a whole lot. Like they already fillet it up. So I was like, fuck, it's bad when I gotta go to the damn meat market to get my damn fish. Y'all motherfuckers gonna make me invest in a damn fish market, okay?
I think fish markets are extinct right now. Because I used to live near a fish market. You know what there used to be a fish market where I live in downtown. You know what that fish market is now? That same place where the fish market is? A children's museum. That very fish market we've been going to when I was little. It's now a children's museum. I mean, they closed that fish market up in Baltimore, I think, about over 20 years ago. Matter of fact, it was the only decent fish market in the city.
Well, see, the whole thing is that we got fish markets. It's just not where I live at. I have to go to Detroit if I want to go to a fish market. Detroit is not close for me. That means I got to drive for 30 damn minutes to find a fish market. And like I said, fish markets are like crack houses in Detroit and like the dope dealer. You could find a fish. I'm telling you, once I hit the city limits, I could find a fish market everywhere.
You mean one on every corner?
They like crack houses every other damn block. Put it like this. Almost every damn strip mall in Detroit, and Detroit has like 5 million strip malls.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fucking fish market. If there's a strip mall, rest assured they got a fish market there.
Let me ask you something. Is the fish fresh?
Yes. But see, that's why. But see, it's so many of them. You could go pick and choose. You'd be like, oh, your shit don't look right. Let me go here. So they have to have that shit on point because people will fucking walk out and talk about their asses, and they will close down. So that is my complaint. Give me a fucking fish market. I need a fish market near me. And quit calling yourself a fish market when you got a fucking freezer with every damn thing frozen in it. I didn't ask you for no frozen chicken, no frozen frog legs, or none of this other shit. I asked for some motherfucking fish. I want to look. I want to pick my damn fish out. If I'm not looking at a fish with the fucking head still on, we got a problem. Because that's how you can tell if it's fresh or not. The eyes tell everything.
That is very true with fish.
The eyes tell everything. Y'all don't want to understand that. Kind of one of my rant about fish. Oh, and I got to talk about something else. This stuff is made in Michigan. It's called chicken crack, but they also got fish crack. So for anybody who wants some good seasoning for their chicken and fish, it's this company. I mean, literally, it's called Chicken Crack. And they have these different flavors. It's like seasoning and flour for your chicken. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then they got the Chicken Crack Lemon Pepper. I have officially become addicted to lemon pepper. I don't mean the lemon pepper that you go to the store and you got to grind up. This one is like a powder form. So I don't know what the hell they got with this lemon pepper, but this shit is like a crack. That's probably why I'm losing weight, because I'm on crack now. I'm on chicken crack lemon pepper. And I've been using chicken crack for about a month now. So I put that shit on everything. I put the chicken crack lemon pepper seasoning on my French fries. Everything I eat, I put it on. My chicken, everything. And for anybody who has high blood pressure, I don't really think it got any salt in it, because I ain't testing no salt in it. It's just lemon pepper seasoning. So rest assured, if you got high blood pressure and you want something to carb that, try the lemon pepper seasoning, because this shit is like crack. It's crack in a bag. Damn, did I say it like that? They sell it in a bag, though. It is. It's sold in a bag. So I guess it is crack in a bag.
You say chicken crack, you say?
It's called chicken crack. It's made here in Michigan. And it's, like, so hard to find that you have to go, like, to fish markets and stuff, like meat markets. Like, the major grocery chain don't sell it. If they did, it wouldn't be on the shelf. So it's only sold by, like, mom-and-pop shops. That's the best way to put it.
Right.
So I'm just, like, I'm addicted to it. When I say I put that shit on everything, I went and bought me salt and pepper shakers. Not them little cheap ones from the dollar store. I went and got me some glass salt and pepper shakers. And I put my chicken crack lemon pepper seasoning into the shaker, so I don't look like a crack addict trying to sprinkle some stuff on myself. I'm telling you, Greg, I will send you some if you want some. This shit is addictive.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm not addicted. You know, I will be the first one to say that I really am not big on seasoning.
Right.
But you know what? Chicken crack, I'm addicted to.
And see, I'd rather do that one because
Well, see, we got fish crack, too. We got fish crack, too.
I eat more chicken than I do fish.
I'll send you some lemon crack.
Oh,
I'll hook
you
up, because I'm telling you, try some lemon crack. I mean, chicken crack. We've been doing a whole show about chicken crack. They do sell them on Amazon, though, but that shit is expensive on Amazon.
Yeah, that's another story.
I know.
I got to Google that. I have to Google that.
Now, see, they got these other ones, but chicken crack is really chicken crack. They got, like, chicken-licious. That's not chicken crack. Chicken crack is chicken crack. Chicken-licious is something totally different. That's not chicken crack.
What do you mean, as in taste?
And everything. I mean, chicken crack is totally different. I mean, put it like this. I have had people that we didn't know each other. And I'll put it like this. I had a handyman come to my house. I needed some stuff fixed. And I really don't like having a lot of money on me when I pay people. And we had to get stuff from Home Depot. So I said, listen, if you take me to Home Depot, I'll get everything because I don't like, you know, doing stuff. And he was like, hey, do you mind if we stop here at the meat market? And I was like, sure. And he's in his 30s with a family. So, you know, I didn't feel intimidated or nothing. I mean, I found him a very legit way. This was on no Craigslist shit. You know, I felt very okay. And he came highly recommended. So I walk in there, and I hadn't been in the meat market in a while. And he's like, yeah, I got to get something for my family. And he's got, like I said, maybe a 3 or 4. So I went to the bank because I had to get money to pay him. You know, folks want to get paid when they do work for you. So I had to pay him. But he's like, do you mind if we stop here? And I was like, no, I don't mind. You know, hell, I got to eat too. Went in there. I saw the chicken crack. I was like, there's no chicken crack here? He was like, yeah. He was like, that shit is good. He's like, I got family in Texas that I have to send it to because he said that he seasoned his food with it and they was wondering what it was and he told them it was called chicken crack and they was like, what? And now he has to send it out of state. That's how good this shit is. Now, me and him didn't know nothing about each other than he was doing some work in my house and I was paying him, okay? But we both agreed about the chicken crack. This shit is off the chain and they got different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say this shit is good, yeah. This shit is good.
I wonder if you can send it away online. Do they sell it online?
On Amazon.
On Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. I might have to check it out then.
Amazon has it. It's expensive on Amazon. I looked at that show on Amazon. I was like, y'all, I'm good. I was like, I'll find me a store. And there's a few stores here that sell it. But they don't sell it in the major retailers.
Oh, that sucks.
And, like, but I did, the first time I found it, I went on their website, and their website I thought had told me. I thought they had a website. But I was like, chicken crack near me. You know, you got to do, like, weird Google searches. And basically, it is, like I said, I don't know who the hell came up with this shit, but this shit is addictive. Now, see, then they got another one called Chickenlicious, but Chickenlicious is not chicken crack. And I know people probably be thinking I'm crazy when I say it, but chicken crack is, like, the best. And like I said, it's hard to find. But they do sell it on Amazon. And I've been trying to find it locally. And it's hard to find. And I'm pretty sure that they probably are popular just like they are. Word of mouth. Kid you not. It's probably just word of mouth. Because I can tell you that like the way I'm talking about it, it's probably how other people talk about it because it's addictive.
Wow.
That shit is addictive. Ooh, but like I said, we made it through an hour. We got 90 seconds left. I'm going to talk about no fish markets. And, Greg, I'll send you a picture of that.
Okay, please do.
So you can see what I'm talking about. And we will be back next week, everybody. Hopefully I have something more interesting this week. It's just been a boring 2 weeks. Oh, believe me, somebody will do something. I live where they will do something. I think because I just didn't write a lot of stuff down because normally I write stuff down, but with it being 2 weeks, I thought I was jotting stuff down, but I think I probably jotted some stuff down and probably shredded the piece of paper thinking that I had already talked about it or something. You know, 2 weeks do a whole lot, especially when you try not to have clutter around you.
Oh, yeah.
So. But everybody, we're going to have a great, I want everybody to have a great week. And remember, we'll be back next Sunday. Same time. And we'll have a great week. Have a great week, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, one and all.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.